and welcome to the India Dunn & Company podcast. This is the fourth episode of a four-part series for balancing the four bodies. And there is an American Indian proverb that says that when we are balanced in all four bodies, we will walk in beauty. And I am always bringing forth new insight and information to our beauty community to remember that all four bodies are participating in the job that you do for your community behind the chair, on the stage and in the salon, wherever you might be. So as we nurture those bodies and fulfill them in different ways, we can expect to have more awareness and create better balance in all areas of our life, professionally, personally, and spiritually. I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you have any questions about burnout and the beauty expert, please reach out, india@indiadunn.com. Hello, thank you for joining me for this episode. I really appreciate your listening. I'm always saying how grateful I am for your participation, but your participation gives me purpose. And I am excited to talk to you about this fourth step, fourth tool, insight, however you want to look at it. It is information that I have gleaned and brought together with the other three intentions, in hopes that it will guide you to a simple practice that, in the first tool, the validation, victories, and self-praise, that will guide you to self-compassion, self-love that's necessary for us to feel that for others and to create healthy boundaries with others. And then that the second tool is the daily routine, that we set ourselves up for success and emotional freedom just by making the time to be mindful and to manifest, to have strategy to change your mind about your day and how you believe you know what's going to happen or occur. And then the last episode is the third step, and that's the creative expression and understanding that unexpressed creativity is not benign and that it can really creep up on us and create stagnation in so many parts of ourselves as a result of our creativity being a constant flow of the energy of what we are as creatives. I believe that it affects human beings as a whole when we don't express creativity, when we don't have different outlets. However, we can prompt that creative flow to be creative without expectation, to express more often. It's like gratitude creates more gratitude, creativity creates more creativity. And then today, with the fourth tool, the fourth step, intuition, is about reward. And reward is going to touch on more of the maladaptive coping measures that we tend to use as human beings. I like to remember that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and that human experience isn't always comfortable. And when I get into a feeling of overdoing it, outpouring to the point where I don't have anything left, there is always going to be a little bratty part of myself that feels very entitled to overconsumption and overcompensation. And when I say reward, I mean non-material, non-consumption, and non-compensation. And I've found that the kind of reward and replenishing that fills the internal well beyond a new shiny toy or a sweet treat or a big glass of wine, for me, is a non-negotiable for my well-being. And I can feel that reward in being of service. I can feel that reward in being in movement. I can feel that reward in being in action for my own well-being. I always will say, I heard it a long time ago, that esteemable acts build esteem. And for me, it has been one of the greatest joys of my life, learning that being of service to others in a way that I am not compensated for because of the way that I'm compensated for my work behind the chair, I've found that I need to find a place where I can be service to others without being compensated. It changes something inside of us to be of service to others for no reason or no compensation. And there's also being of service to yourself or rewarding yourself through healing, clearing, through renewing. And that is, to me, with massage or energy work. And getting to know what different types of reward create renewal for you. It can be a small adjustment in your intention and your contribution. But the thing that I know for sure is that there is a leveling that happens that I need, a part of humility. And I love the amount of ego that is necessary for us to carry our people through transformation. But there's a point where that ego gets off balance, and I need to find where my humility is. And so when I say being of service to others, there is almost a necessity for it to be in private. And that's AKA you don't get to boast about it. Because there's a lot of our self-worth that goes into what we do to gain reward, to feel compensated for what we do. And if I can turn that, shift it, and see that I can be rewarded, I can be replenished, I can be bolstered by this self-initiated self-care, extreme self-care, that continually doing this aids my ability to serve my community in a way that nothing else does. And that's not always something that's going to come to the forefront of your mind. Because, as I said, when you're outpouring in the way that we do for our communities, day in and day out, month after month, I can get into a feeling of entitlement. And I get that bratty kind of feeling where I feel like I deserve to have this thing. And I've been through the things. I've achieved so much that I've had all the things. And there is a point in time where the thing doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't replenish anymore. It doesn't renew. And I'm up against my uncomfortability without a solution. So when I say reward, I really mean solution for living, the way that you live. And it's so individual. It's as individual and divine as your art, as your creativity, as how you connect with your community. Investigate what makes you feel good beyond the sweetie treat, the big glass of wine, or the shiny toy, purse, new pair of shoes, whatever it is. You know, beauty experts, we have cash burning a hole in our pocket, and I just want to go out and go shopping. And please don't get me wrong, I still thoroughly enjoy going shopping and buying that new shiny thing. But I need to know that I have solutions for the outpouring of what I give to my community. I need to fill up my cup so that what runs over on the saucer is what is given out. Not to the point of depletion. And I know that for me, what works is a lot of different things. From eating well to meditating often, reading and writing things that are important to me, but that are also fun. I love reading fiction, and I believe that morning pages are a wonderful way to write, but I also think that intentional writing and taking inventory is beyond valuable. Putting pen to paper is beyond valuable. I find that the healing work through massage, it's not only good for my physical body, but it's good for my whole being, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. Reiki, going and getting my own hair done. I'm not a get my nails done, get my toes done type of person, but I do need to go and get my hair done and remember what it feels like to be on the other end of the service. And to be reminded how good that feels, and also to be reminded what I might not be doing for my community that I serve behind the chair. How I might need to up my game or change the way I look at things, be inspired by someone else's work. We have so many opportunities to gather information, but I highly recommend getting a support team, creating a team of people. You know, it's like finding your tribe isn't just the people that you align with. It's also finding the people who you can have some reciprocity with, who can serve you and help you and support you. And that isn't always easy, because the first step is asking for help, admitting that I need support. And I'm always talking about how difficult that is, because I know I still have a hard time asking for help. I think one of the biggest obstacles we face is, as a result of being surrounded by people all day long, we tend to want to isolate. At the end of the day, at the end of the week, just want to be alone. And there is nothing wrong with that. It just needs to be a healthy isolation. And then also to know that sometimes being surrounded by peers in a healthy, nurturing environment can be very rewarding and can fill your cup. And then asking for help, asking for support, finding your person that you can get healing from, replenishing from, clearing from. You know, someone who can take what you've taken on through your clientele and help you shift it, transmute it, clear it. And knowing that there's little aspects of action, those incremental changes throughout the day that you can take that are very rewarding, that fill your cup, whether it's making sure that you take a lunch break, or it's making sure that you take a little walk around the block, get some fresh air. Those small incremental changes that I'm always asking you to do for yourself, that makes such a huge difference, and they do really build a foundation for lasting change, I promise you. Because if we get into how much it's going to take to make the changes we want to make, if you're looking too far off in the future about what you think it needs to look like, you will get overwhelmed. That's why one of the greatest sayings in the world today is one day at a time. And sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. As a result of just taking the next indicated step is what I need to do in this moment. But know that reward, replenishing, renewal begins with you doing something else besides buying something new, putting something in your body. These are the maladaptive coping mechanisms that we have inherited from our society. We watch our family do it, watch our friends do it. It is totally acceptable. But if it's not working anymore, that's where we need to ask, what else can I do to fill my cup? I do think it's very fitting that this is I obviously created this as it being the last of the four tools, but it's a retrospect of all that we are creating for ourselves through one, two, and three. Understanding that I cannot give to others without having given to myself. And that changing that daily routine through the second step is necessary. That daily, moment to moment, I can change my thoughts, I change my life, I change my mind, I change my actions. And that just little expressions of creativity, whether that's the art project that you've been putting off, or the writing that you've been wanting to do, the book you wanted to write, the, I don't know what it is, if it's the, it's cooking or it's Qigong. There's so many things that you can do with your mind, body, and soul to create. Get in the garden. And even if you're in an apartment, you know, buy a little windowsill garden, buy a sprouter, watch something grow. Remind yourself that you are doing something for yourself. You know, the beauty of your environment is really important. You know, create something in your environment that inspires you. So, with that, I hope that you will take this information, glean what you can from it, inspire yourself to remember that you're worthy of these rewards, these non-compensation, non-consumption rewards, the esteemable acts build esteem. And always, I'm sending this out with love and light. Thank you. Again, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a moment, don't forget to leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Sorry for the dog barking in the background. She's always here somewhere. And just remember that when you are in deep acknowledgement of what you're really doing for your community, you will properly prepare your mental, your emotional, your physical, and your spiritual selves for the work. You're an agent for transformation. You are a partner in manifesting spiritual, creative energy into a physical thing. You're translating vanity into beauty. This is big deal shit, man. I want you to take care of yourself. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can DM me at Instagram, or you can email me, india@indiadunn.com. Have a great day.